So we've got Gary and Saski here. So Gary, do you just want to introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking us on the show to talk about Pride coming up this weekend. So yes, I'm Gary, currently the chair of Essex Pride, and very proud to say I've been involved since the event started in 2004. And it first happened in Smith's Bar, which was the LGBTQ plus venue in Chelmsford. And it's just grown into this huge event. By about year five, it had to find a new home. And then that new home was Central Park. So yes, I've been involved since the event started and manage the LGBTQ plus venue in Chelmsford and currently the chair of Essex Pride. So very privileged position, I have to say.
Yeah, but you've seen a lot of changes, but we'll get to that in a minute, Gary. Thanks for that. Saski, over to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Joe. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. Really excited to be here and really excited about Essex Pride. So a bit of background for me. I am an LGBTQ plus inclusion training consultant, and I do that in schools and in the workplace. I've written a program called Everyday Pride, which is basically where I have inclusion conversations and training to create those safe, inclusive spaces and allyship as well, which is really important. But I am also an interview and podcast host, but most excitingly today, I am also an Essex Pride host, and I'm so excited to be here to talk about it.
Yay! Oh, I've got excited then. See, that was me saying yay. Yes. So listen, going back to you, Gary, because there's been a lot of changes, because actually the first one was called Gay Day Celebration. How language has changed, right? You have been involved from the start. You must have seen so many changes.
Yeah, it's been huge. And what I love is the fact that as a Pride event, it's been embraced by the community. And I think that's why it's grown. People have understood there is a real need for it, and they've seen the importance of it, and they've seen the changes that it helps to bring, and the fact that it kind of helps to promote Essex as a diverse and accepting place to live. And the fact that it highlights some of the issues that the LGBTQ plus community are facing. And so, yeah, it's really important. And I've witnessed and seen for myself what it means to people. I mean, Pride means different things to different people, depending on where you're at in life and what your experiences are. You know, for some people, they will remember darker days for the LGBT community, you know, some of the older generation who've lived through those times. And I think for some of the younger people that come to Pride, it is a bit of an education as well, a bit of a celebration. And reminds people of how things used to be, and is a kind of a pointer that we need to keep moving forward. So yeah, it's a really, really important event, and it's grown so much.
Yeah, I always use the word complacency, because there's far too many in the community that have stayed complacent. And it's for people like you that gathering awareness as well. So working with the local communities, as I know, is essential, because it helps with the building the relationships within the local communities and having awareness and just a cup of coffee sometimes. I mean, Saski, do you get involved with stuff like that as well?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, the fun, exciting side of it, obviously, is being a Pride host. And that's also about representing as well. You know, not just for me as an out of Pride lesbian, but just being hopefully that voice on that role model to show people that, you know, where it's safe and where you can, you know, be proud of who you are, be your true authentic self. And with that Essex Pride family as well, I think we really do work hard, and we bring that to the event, but we also bring that to the promotion and in everything we do, every strand of Essex Pride. But for me, I guess here in my work, it's, you know, I talk about where I might work in schools or in maybe the corporate workplace, but actually at the end of the day, anyone who might need any kind of support and allyship, and you're right, when you talk about complacency, you know, often people do get quite comfortable and they do forget, you know, that if it's not affecting them directly, that maybe it's not really an issue. But the reality is, you know, when I talk about allyship, we all need to be an ally to everyone, to each other, because at the end of the day, we can all be affected and impacted by discrimination. So therefore, it should be all of our responsibility to tackle it.
Let's start off with the parade, because I'm super excited. It's a longer one this year, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, considering that Essex Pride has been going for 20 years next year, it's hard to believe that last year was actually the very first Essex Pride March. And the reason for that, really, I guess, is because it did start as a small event and it has grown. the support and the momentum for it has grown. And it's what people wanted. And of course, as we know, obviously, it's what the heart of Pride is all about. It started as a protest, as a march. And last year was the 50th anniversary of the very first UK Pride March. So that was why really it was kind of really good timing, really, for us to do our very first Pride March. And we thought, oh, there might be 200-300 people perhaps come to the Pride March. And there was well over 1,000 people. And when you see the pictures of it now, you look back and think, wow, it looks amazing. It really made sure there was a lot of presence, really, and to have the city centre involved rather than it just being this event that's tucked away in Central Park, to bring it to life into the city centre was incredible. And so, yeah, so this year, for the second time, the march continues again, and it's a longer route. We're going through the whole of the High Street as well. And one of our partners, Chelmsford For You, this year have ensured that a lot of the businesses in the city centre, the shops, they all have pieces of artwork. So local artists have been commissioned to create artwork, which sits on all of the windows of the High Street. So it's going to be a really visible, memorable experience for those that are on the march. Really important to get that visibility. Who knows how many people are going to come to it this year? We could get 2,000, but we're ready for it, and we do invite people to come and join the Pride March, because that really is really significant, and it's the trigger and the starting point of Essex Pride.
It's accessible for everybody as well, isn't it? So there a shorter route as well, if people want to take a shorter route?
It's going to take about 30 minutes. So, but yes, the route that we took last year, you could actually just kind of turn and go the other way and take in half of the High Street if you wanted to do a slightly shorter route. But yes, it should take about 30 minutes to get through the route itself. If we don't walk fast, it's Pride protest march kind of pace. So it's about visibility. We're not rushing through it. So we're taking our time.
Now, if you want to join in, or if we can join in with the parade, what's the cut-off time of that? Saskia, do you know what the cut-off time of that is?
Is this for people to sign up to be part of the march?
Yeah.
It's about allies as well. So it's everyone, you know, within the community groups, companies, individuals. People can still sign up, I believe, at essexprides.org /2023-March. Gary, is there anything I've missed out on that bit?
No, absolutely right. So we start to form up from 10 a.m. at Popwell, Chelmsford City Centre, and the march then leaves at 10:45 and makes its way through the city centre. But yeah, I mean, ideally, you know, if we encourage people to sign up, and that really just is for us, so we get to know the kind of idea of numbers to expect on the day. But, you know, it is free. It's a free aspect of the event, whereas the event in Central Park, the festival, is a ticketed event. But the march is of course, free. So, yes, you can start to form up from 10 a.m. But we do encourage you to sign up, as that helps us.
Brilliant stuff. Because it is about the local community as well, isn't it? So that's what it's all about. Even though I know there's people coming from all over. Yeah, so Saskia, listen, the lineup, you've got to be super excited, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every year the lineup's amazing for Essex Pride. And, I always think, like, it's hard because obviously Nina Ambrose is one of the other hosts as well, like a main host as well. And it's we have various other hosts. But between us, we're always like, oh, can I bring that one on? Can I bring that one on? Do you know what I mean? Because you just want to be part of it. But yeah, I mean, the lineup is great. There's so many different acts that we have every year. I think also the good thing about this year is that, again, it's a nice kind of varied group of acts as well. And of course, we've got lots of our, tribute acts, which Essex Pride is really known for. So we've got people like Spectacular. We've also got Starstruck, which is the ultimate Years and Years tribute act, which I'm really excited about. Various others. Gary, do you want to add some as well? I don't want to hog the list of acts.
Oh, no, that was great. You really described it all so well, really, because you're right. There's always something for everybody. But, you know, it's our hosts that really hold it all together and really, really make it all work and really gel. So it's hats off to Saskia and Nina and our guest hosts. that really get the crowd going and encouraging them, and you know, talk about the message of Pride and interview the artists and stuff on the stage, as well as doing their own performances as well. So it's a great show, and it's like consistently non-stop performances from like when Pride opens all the way through to the end. So yeah, I mean, and if you love your RuPaul drag queens, this is the year for you. We've gone big on drag queens this year. So we have the Vivian, and we have Tear Coffee. We've got Electra Fence and Kitty's Got Claws from RuPaul's Drag Race, and the Drag With No Name as well, who we absolutely adore, is also performing. And yeah, there's something for everybody.
And Jordan Gray as well. Let's not forget Jordan Gray.
Absolutely.
I just met her today, actually, on Instagram. I said, I can't wait to see you at Essex Pride. She's like, yeah, I'm excited all year round. So I just want to add a quick thing here as well, because I know we're going big on the whole drags, drag acts this year, but actually I think that's a nice solidarity with everything that's happening, you know, in terms of like, you know, for the drag community in particular, you know, in other parts of the world where, you know, it's been really demonized and not been able to perform. And I think where we can be kind of allies and show that, you know, where we can, we want to shine that light and be visible for the drag community as well. I think that's really a really nice, important thing that we can do.
And again, can't wait to see Jordan Gray. I remember years ago, about 10, 12 years ago, when she first started out, really, started playing. I used to run loads of open mics, and she was very quiet, but really, you could see that she was going to be a star. And I met up with her again very, very recently, and she's just not changed at all. She's still really down to earth, came over to us, had a chat, and it was just so wonderful to see. So all the artists there are really, really super excited to see. And, you don't have to be from the community to go along. You can go along with your granddad. You know, literally, there was people there in their 80s, down to, like, the kids, which has been absolutely brilliant. And that's why I can't stress enough the importance of this Pride and what you have created it to be, just something really wonderful. And the word inclusive, I think it gets thrown around too much, but this really is an inclusive Pride. And I would say to everyone, get down. So when is the cutoff for the tickets?
Well, the tickets are a little bit cheaper in advance, actually. So if you buy them up until midnight on Friday night this week, then they're cheaper. But you can buy them on the day. You do get fast track entry if you buy them in advance, but you can also buy them on the gate. That's absolutely fine as well. So yeah.
There's always the stragglers that might be thinking, oh, maybe I'm hungover from the night before, and then they're like, oh my goodness, I can hear the music, I can see it all going off online, and where can I get my ticket? And then they turn up. I mean, it is just amazing. The crowd grows every year as well, which, you know, Gary will show you, even with the Pride March. You know, I have to admit that when we had the Pride March for the first time, I was thinking, we both had the conversations, oh, there was a lot of signups, but where is everyone? Where is it? And it was getting closer to the, you know, to the opening. I was opening the March. And then out of nowhere, it was like just everyone arrived. You know, they was probably getting their drinks or whatever they was getting for the March. But it just kind of opened up, and it was just so amazing to see. We have a lot of support, I think, and it is testament to Essex Pride in itself that the amount of support that we get from the community as well, that really is really lovely as a host to see how it's grown over the years in the community and people coming back to, you know. So I'm really, it's one for my, that I hold in my heart, Essex Pride, absolutely.
Yeah, I prefer it to London Pride, even though we've got loads of stuff going on. But listen, thanks so much. Can you sum up for me, and I know I'm throwing this at you, Gary, I'm going to start with you first, what Pride means to you, Pride Essex, in one word?
I think celebrating Pride, I'm sorry, I'm going to do it in more than one word.
Okay.
I can't do one word. I think celebrating Pride encourages the LGBTQ+ community to be themselves in their local communities. And that plays a big part in encouraging acceptance for everyone.
Saskia, do you want a couple of sentences as well? It's only fair now, not one word.
I did have two words, actually. I was just going to say, off the back of that, it's positive visibility, which is what I think is really, you know, Essex Pride about. All the Prides are, but again, you know, it's got such a lovely vibe to it. So, and it really, and it's real. I just have to add, people, you know, even back, there's never any divas, there's never any argument, it's just, it flows, everyone is very lovely and down to earth, because we don't, it's how we are as the family, the Essex Pride family, that is how we roll. So yeah, what? Positive visibility.
Well, it's Essex, isn't it? So what do you expect? But all proper. That's what it is. Proper with an A at the end, not an E-R. So if you want to go at essexpride.org, and remember, it's this Saturday, 24th of June, Central Park in Chelmsford. You can't miss it. Come along and join us. And as Saskia said, once you hear the music banging, you are going to want to come in. And again, it's inclusive. It's for everyone. Just come along and have some fun. Say hello to me. I'll be the one at the West Ham tent. But listen, Gary, Sasky, thanks ever so much for coming along. And next time I'm going to drag you into the studio.
Hey, thanks for having us, and happy Pride, everyone. We look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Yes, happy Pride. Thank you.